During the time I was treating Catherine, Carol's mother, Minette, was dying from the cancer that had spread from her breast to her bones and liver. The process had been going on for 4 years and could no longer be slowed down by chemotherapy. She was a brave woman who stoically endured the pain and weakness, but the disease was accelerating, and I knew that her death was approaching. I shared Catherine's experiences and revelations with Minette. I was mildly surprised that she, a practical businesswoman, readily accepted this knowledge and wanted to learn more. I gave her books to read, and she did so avidly. She arranged for and took a course with Carol and me in Kabbalah, the Jewish mystical writings that are centuries old. Reincarnation and the in-between planes are basic tenets of Kabbalistic literature, yet most modern-day Jews are unaware of this. Minette's spirit strengthened as her body deteriorated. Her fear of death diminished. She began to anticipate being reunited with her beloved husband, Ben. She believed in the immortality of her soul, and this helped her endure the pain. She was holding on to life, awaiting the birth of another grandchild, her daughter Donna's first baby. Minette met Catherine in the hospital during one of her treatments, and their eyes and words joined peacefully and eagerly. Catherine's sincerity and honesty helped convince Minette that the existence of an afterlife was indeed true. A week before she died, Minette was admitted to the hospital's oncology floor. Carol and I were able to spend time with her, talking about life and death, and what awaited us all after death. A lady of great dignity, Minette decided to die in the hospital, where the nurses could care for her. Donna, her husband, and their 6-week-old daughter came to spend time with her and say goodbye. We were almost continuously with her. About 6 in the evening of the night Minette died, Carol and I, having just arrived home from the hospital, both experienced a strong urge to go back. The next 6 or 7 hours were filled with serenity and a transcendental spiritual energy. Although her breathing was labored, Minette had no more pain. We talked about her transition to the in-between state, the bright light, and the spiritual presence. She reviewed her life, mostly silently, and struggled to accept the negative parts. She seemed to know that she couldn't let go until this process was completed. She was waiting for a very specific time to die, in the early morning. She grew impatient for this time to come. Minette was the first person I had guided to and through death in this manner. She was strengthened, and our grief was assuaged by the entire experience.